This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. All right, here's what we got. We're going to talk about your blue area, or no, your red area in your blue state. We'll talk about that. Fortifying the deep state. Are they recalling people back to the Army and the Air Force? No, not really, but kind of. We'll discuss that. We'll do emails. We'll do many, many other things, including a heist, a sweet one. I mean, it's terrible, but it's sweet at the same time. All that and more is coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin something here, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I have other stuff I want to get to, but obviously, you've heard me tell you many, many, many times to move from your blue area. I'm not going to go down the reasons, but one of the main reasons has been that we will need, as we move forward here, as we deal with a country that's kind of coming apart on us, and we try to figure out how to put it back together and what we can save, and as we have these discussions, we are going to need some level of state power. Some level of state power. We will need that. The reason I encourage you not to live in downtown Manhattan, as much as I love it, is if you live there, what level of state power do you have that's not actively hostile to you? Your city government hates you. Your county government hates you. The DAs hate you. The mayor hates you. Your city councilman hates you. Your governor hates you. Your state AG hates you. You don't have a single level of state power. If we want to think about it like levels or rungs of a ladder, as you go up the rungs in the ladder, top to bottom, they hate your guts. And we know the federal government hates you. Okay, so that's bad. So people will ask, hey, Jesse, what if I just move to a blue area? Or to a, I'm sorry, to a red area of a blue state. Hey, Jesse, I'm in Manhattan. What if I just go to Long Island? What about Long Island? That's red out there. What about Long Island? And I tell you what, if that's your only option, yes, that's obviously better. But the truth is, you want to get to a place where you can secure the highest level of state power humanly possible, being on your side. Why? Well, stories like this one. Nassau County, speaking of New York. Nassau County decided they were whole done with all this tranny and women's sports things. They're tired of men hurting women in sports, pretending they're women. It's really gross. It's awful. And Nassau County said, all right, enough. Stop. No more. Headline. New York's AG can take legal action against Nassau County over transgender athlete ban, according to a federal judge. Look, it's just one little case, and I'm going to move on past it, but this is what I mean. It's not as if your government, let's say you live in a blue state, it's not as if it's 1990 and you're living in California. Okay, the governor's Democrat. Your state reps are Democrats. Maybe your city council's Democrats, but normal people, they're communists now. They're not passive about what they believe. They're aggressive with what they believe, meaning they're going to make sure they attack all the rungs of the ladder below them. So if that's your only option, if Long Island's all you got, get there. However, if you can get to Florida, Wyoming, Montana, Texas, Oklahoma, I don't care, Indiana, get there. Trust me, you want the highest level of state power humanly possible. All right, speaking of state power, that leads me right into this. The Biden administration is working on something. What are they working on? They're trying to take steps now to shield federal workers in case Trump gets elected and tries to fire a bunch of them. You see, what's happened, and this was years and years and years in the making, they took steps to make sure it was very hard, in many cases impossible, to fire a federal employee. Then they filled up the government with committed Democrats. Do you understand how frightening it is that 90%+ of our federal employees, and there's a lot of them, vote Democrat? There is one party rule. I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care who's in Congress. There is one religion that governs this country from the federal side, and it's the communist religion. And they understand that that's the true source of their strength. When somebody like Joe Biden gets elected, he gets elected and he's able to damage so much in such a short amount of time because the government is already working for him before he even gets elected. They're all Democrats. They're all pulling in the same direction. They all want what he wants. So when Joe Biden even thinks up some crazy new commie plan, his government's already in place to implement said plan. The reason someone like Trump gets elected like he did the first time and gets kneecapped for 4 years, where he's actually able to accomplish very little in the way of concrete lasting things. You know, you can get a tax cut and you can get a more secure border and better regulations and stuff that Trump did, to his credit. He gets credit for those things. But lasting things didn't happen because you can't get lasting things done when everyone in your government is working against you, when your own State Department works against you, your own FBI was investigating you. The military leaders admitted they didn't follow his orders. They admitted they intended to coordinate with their counterparts in hostile countries. It puts you in a situation where you're essentially told, hey, hey, Trump, here it is. You're locked in a car. Get out. Oh, by the way, here's some handcuffs and leg irons. Best of luck to you. Whereas a Democrat gets in, no handcuffs, no leg irons. They're not only driving the car, you got two Democrats sitting in the back working on the doors and the windows for you. You see what I mean? A federal government hostile to you is not something that's about to go away. You and I are going to have to begin making adjustments in our lives, adjusting to the fact that the federal government hates us. And that's a hard place to be. That's a bitter pill to swallow, especially if you've lived in a different era in this country. Nevertheless, swallow it, we must. That's the fact, all right? It's a fact. Let's get to some emails. What, Chris? It's fine. The great Oracle. I've been listening for a long time, and I don't remember ever you talking about pirates back in the day. All the battles, the lifestyle, etc. Being such a history buff, I'm curious about your take on the rowdy bunch around the 16, 1700s that are so famous. They've always been fascinating to me. Okay, well, that reminds me, actually. Ask Dr. Jesse is tomorrow. If you would like my thoughts on pirates or food or politics or anything else on something specific, email me now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now to pirates. Okay. I'm hesitant to do this because I don't want to be Debbie Downer. And you know, I have no problem being direct, Jesse, and telling you hard truths, but okay, let me just say it. I like pirates like every dude loves pirates and half the women love pirates. Look, we as human beings, we have a fascination with criminality, period. Law-abiding people have a fascination with it. As dudes, why do you think we love gangster movies, mafia movies? Look, obviously we want the good guys to win. We want the cops to take down Al Capone when we watch The Untouchables. That's what we want. We want the good guys to win. At the same time, fellas, speaking of The Untouchables, Kevin Costner was Elliot Ness, the good guy. Robert De Niro was Al Capone, the bad guy. Which scenes made you lean in more? Which scenes did you tell the kids, hey, pipe down, pipe down, pipe down. It's when Al Capone was on there. Why? Well, I don't know if it's our fallen nature or whatever it is. We have a fascination with not just criminality, with people who live on that side of the law. People who live outside of the rules, outside of this or that. And I'm not saying you want to be one of those people. Remember, look, we got a bunch of people in state and federal prison listening to the show right now who would tell you don't become that guy. But whether you're law-abiding or not law-abiding, we find that fascinating. Because I'm a dude, I find piracy to be fascinating, period. And so I went through this period of time in my life, this is a few years back, where I decided I was going to nerd out on piracy. And I was going to learn everything I could because I was sure there's so much more to all this stuff than I ever thought possible. You know what? Hang on, let's talk about that.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We'll get to the State Department in Afghanistan and America's eggs and some emails in a moment. I'm going to answer this guy's question. Apparently, he sent in his Ask Dr. Jesse question a little early, asking me about pirates and the history of it. Okay, so I also, like any red-blooded American, have a fascination with pirates. You know, who doesn't want to be the swashbuckling guy out on a boat? After all, the boats sound wonderful, don't they? Out on the ocean. Who doesn't love to be in the ocean? Sounds lovely. A little sunshine. Hey, we'll park the boat here, dig up some gold, some pretty native girls. Life is good, isn't it? Well, let me burst your bubble on a couple things. One, the, quote, golden age of piracy, as it's known, it lasted about 15 minutes. We think to ourselves that there was this era where pirates ruled the high seas, at least in the Caribbean, for 200 years. No, it wasn't like that at all. The, quote, golden age of piracy was a very, very, very brief time when nation states either were backing away from parts of the Caribbean or they were attacking other nation states in the Caribbean, and they would empower their own pirates, oftentimes called them privateers. Remember, a privateer is somebody, he essentially works for the government. Hey, I'm your privateer, England. I'll go attack these Spanish ships, and when I steal all their stuff, I'll give you a cut. I'll take a cut. Everyone wins. That's a privateer. Lots of the pirates you know of were either current privateers or former privateers, and then their home country said, what? This guy's stealing from you? Never heard of him. Well, now his ship and all his crew, they're criminals, and they went on to become privates. This actually ties back to America and the world today, actually. Why didn't the piracy era last longer? Why wasn't it something that lasted longer? Because you can only thumb your nose at powerful nation states for so long before nation states do really the only thing nation states do well, and that's kill. If you challenge a nation state, you had better win or you're going to die. The, quote, golden age of piracy didn't last very long because you can't steal the stuff of powerful nation states for long before they send in warships and they blow you all out of the water. That, combined with this little fact, it sounded awful to be a pirate. Absolutely dreadful. You know, one of the reasons Blackbeard seized that port, Blackbeard is famous because it's one of the most successful things pirates have ever done. He essentially blockaded, he shut down an American port. Do you want to know one of the reasons he and his men blockaded the port? They needed medication for their STDs. It was a rough life. And it wasn't a long life. And it was hot. And it was cold. And the work was hard. And the food was bad. And look, We can romanticize a lot of things, and we love to romanticize pirates. After all, who hasn't watched the Pirates of the Caribbean and wanted to have a sword fight while swilling rum and carrying off your woman into the sunset? Piracy looked a lot more like a convict colony on the ocean, and it was really ugly, and you died most of the time. That's the truth. I'm sorry. When I started digging into piracy, I wanted all these endless pirate stories. And there are pirate stories out there, don't get me wrong. There are a bunch of pirate stories. But the truth is, there are some, but it ends really, really fast. And almost all of the stories end bad. End really, really bad. And the ones that don't end bad, they end in mystery, which tells you they ended bad somewhere. Well, we don't know where he ended up. I have a pretty good idea where he ended up. So yes, dig into your pirates. Sorry, kids, I didn't mean to ruin that for you. Be ready for a very, very, very brief period of time when they were actually doing anything significant on the high seas. Hiya, Jesse. I love your show, my brother. I watch and listen every day. I noticed over the course of the past few months, there's an incredible influx of illegals in my town that no habla and have zero business being there, so I know they're border jumpers. I live in northern Arkansas, predominantly white town, about 15,000 people. What's your opinion on how, when the far left cuts off their illegal credit cards, how will these crazy humans react because our government is arming them? Remember, this is a gun-toting South, so on and so forth. Okay, so his concern is, right now we're handing out all these things to illegals. Here's your free phone. Here's your free credit card. Here's your free this. Here's your free that. What are they going to do when the government stops handing those things out? Look, I don't have a specific answer to that question because who can know how many are here and what kind are here? But I will tell you this, and I'm not just saying this flippantly. This is why it's important for you to learn firearms, to own firearms. If there ever was to be any kind of a serious uprising by foreigners here in America, and I don't foresee that. After all, the federal government's on their side and they're against you. Why would they do an uprising? But let's say there actually was one. They cut off the checks and there's an uprising in the country. They're not going to do one in your neighborhood. Remember all those Black Lives Matter protests and all that Black Lives Matter vandalism in rural red America? Oh, you don't? Yeah, they decided not to go out there. Wonder why. You wouldn't have wanted to drift into my neighborhood during all that stuff, Jack. My goodness, it looked like Sarajevo in there. All right, let's talk about Ukraine and the State Department. And let's talk about your dog because he needs help. No, don't get me wrong. I'm sure he's fine. He's probably not stuck in traffic or something. At least I hope he's not. But your dog needs nutrition help the same way you and I do. Look, you and I, what do we need? We need vitamins and minerals. We need to have omega oils. We need to have probiotics and digestive enzymes. Why do we need those things? We're flesh and blood. These are things we need to survive. Well, our dogs aren't immune from that. And we give them dog food. Look, keep giving your dog his dog food. He likes it. Just start pouring Rough Greens on the dog's food. There is no nutrition in that food. None. But Rough Greens is all natural, a nutritional supplement. Your dog will love it, and you will see so many differences in your dog. His coat, his breath, the amount of times you have to go to the vet. They're so much healthier, and they live longer. Don't you want years longer with your dog? Free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right, a little Ukraine talk and State Department talk. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget to email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Don't forget to download a podcast of the show if you missed any part of it. Don't forget to laugh at all these Californians who are now out of a job because they wanted a $20 minimum wage.
20 employees and Lemoore were let go today because the owner says he could not afford to pay them with that increase. Now employees are upset, saying they were blindsided when coming into work.
Former employees tell me that at first they thought it was an April Fool's joke, but that quickly changed when their boss handed them their final check.
I was so caught off guard. We had no type of notice, no type of warning even. The owner had told me Happy Easter.
Employees at Foster Freeze and Lemoore say they're now out of a job.
We had gotten a text in the group chat that we were shutting down, and I completely thought it was an April Fool's joke.
But did send a text saying in part, I couldn't survive the mandated wage increases. Last thing I ever wanted was to close down. But by Friday night, I knew I was most likely not going to be able to stay open, but I didn't want to ruin their Easter Sunday.
You got what you voted for. Look, who'd you vote for? You have to tell me who you voted for before I tell you how much I care. That's not out of spite. It's not. It's waking up Americans to the results of their own actions. For so long, Americans, especially Democrats, have loved to wash their hands of the results of their policies. No more. Don't let them do that anymore. Oh, speaking of local news stories, I saw this one and it was amazing.
The LA Times reports the burglars were able to breach the building as well as the safe where the money was stored. Sources tell the Times the burglary crew broke through the roof of the facility to gain access to the vault. You can see in video shot by Sky 5 a hole in the side of the facility that has been boarded up. The massive heist was not discovered until the vault was opened on Monday. It is unclear why no alarm was triggered. The FBI and the LAPD are handling the investigation, but are releasing very few details.
Okay, let's go over a couple things here. They're saying, now this is what they're saying, all we know is what they put out there publicly, this was a $30 million heist. I believe that's one of, if not the largest in American history. It's got to be way up there in world history. Oh yeah, Chris, it's got, if that's not the largest in American history, I guarantee you it's top five. It has, it's, that's a gargantuan amount of money. Obviously, I'm anti-crime. I'm anti-theft. However, I want to know who they used for a wheel man. Remember, I don't want to be a criminal. I don't want to be arrested. But I am an incredible driver. And every single time I watch one of these bank heist movies, I see these getaway scenes, and you know what I see? Mistakes. I see mistakes being made by the wheelman that end up being costly. So listen, if you're out there, bank heist crew, no, I don't want you to get a hold of me because then that would be me committing a felony without turning you in or something like that. So I don't want that. But just understand something. You could have asked, right? You could have asked. All worst I could have said was no. What, Chris? What? What does that have to do with anything? Jewish producer Chris said, I don't fit in most cars. That is never, you don't understand. It doesn't hurt me. It helps me. My super long arms. I have huge hands and I have really long arms because I'm 6'8". What this does, it gives me control over the vehicle that you will never have. Chris, no, listen, don't shake your head. The vehicle when I'm behind the wheel, and it'll be this way when I go home. In fact, I have to stop for milk, so it's going to be like that. I have to make some stops and goes. The vehicle becomes part of me when I get inside of it, Chris. I just move. We move together. It's not as if the vehicle is moving me. We're together. You're exactly right, Chris. That movie, The Transporter, the guy who drove really fast whenever he had to drive really fast. That's how I want you to think about me. I do that even though I try to obey the posted speed limits, but that's basically how I drive, and it's really impressive. I just want everyone to know I'm available. All right? You know what's not available? Shells and rockets for Ukraine. And the Ukrainians are mad. The Ukrainians are mad because we're only sending them F-16s. So the F-16s finally arrived in Ukraine. We've been training pilots and things like that. And now, this is what we get. Every weapon has its own right time. F-16s were needed in 2023. They won't be right for 2024. That's according to a Ukrainian military official. What we need now are shells and rockets instead. And you know what gets old? The sense of entitlement other countries have for our money and our stuff. Does that ever grind on you? I find it to be the most nauseating, aggravating thing in the world. And you know why? Here's the real reason why. And this is probably a personal thing for me. You know what I despise? People who are ungrateful. I despise it. My sons will tell you to this day, I probably drive them insane. They're really great about their manners. They've gotten much, much better. We've done good with their manners. But to this day, if a waiter stops by and refills their water at the table and they don't say thank you, I will embarrass them. I will say, what'd you say? Right there. Oh, thank you. Thank you. They'll catch it. When they hold a door open from somebody, or I do, if you don't say thank you, it grinds on me. You buy somebody lunch, they're supposed to say thank you. You do whatever for somebody, they're supposed to say thank you. Ungrateful drives me up the wall. I cannot stand it. And so these countries, they just take and they 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 take. And then they have the gall to go to the media and say, F-16s, sorry, we ordered those last year. Like you're scolding your DoorDash driver for not getting to you in time. Why don't you buy your own frickin' M-16s then next time? Make your own shells. Why don't you deal with the Russians on your own if you don't appreciate the pace the American taxpayer is protecting you with? How about that? Gosh, I need to read some emails and calm down. Jesse, what's your favorite thing to make with leftover brisket? Ooh, that's a good one. All right, here's what I do with my leftover brisket. We do a lot of different things with it, to be honest. We always have brisket sandwiches. We do a bunch of things with leftover brisket. But my thing is, you know, I have the Blackstone thing. You remember I got the Blackstone thing because I bid on it at a school auction and ended up winning it. And I wasn't supposed to, but I won it anyway. Anyway, so I have this Blackstone griddle. So I take the brisket and I chop it up into smaller pieces. I do chop it up into smaller pieces. I go to the Blackstone. And I've told you before, we have these tortillas down here. What, Chris? We have these tortillas down here in Texas. You can buy in the grocery store. They're half cooked. So they're all formed, but you have to buy them in the refrigerated section, keep them in the fridge, but you would just throw them on a grill and they'll cook right there. It only takes a couple of minutes. Cook them, flip them, cook them, and you have fresh tortillas. Oh, they're sick. They're amazing. So you take a big old vat of butter, preferably Amish butter, but we don't have any Amish people out here, so we got to go with Irish butter. Chris, you've got to try Amish butter, dude. It's really good. Anyway, take a big vat of butter and drop it on there, and then I'll take a big handful of the brisket, drop it in that butter and let it sizzle, and then I'll pour some scrambled eggs on there. And at the same time, I have some tortillas. They're sitting there on the side and they're cooking. They're all cooking at the same time. And then when everything's just about done and it's this briskety, eggy gloriousness, I take a big pile of shredded cheese of some kind and I drop it on there, chop it all up. And then I have these big trays and I put the tortillas and I put the brisket and eggs and cheesy eggs on there. And then you go in, you get yourself a little hot sauce, maybe a little Cholula green pepper sauce or something like that, and you eat like a king. Honestly, that may be the best way to eat brisket. That might be better than the original brisket you pull off the smoker. Okay, maybe not, but still, it's really, really good. All right, let's talk about the State Department, the Army, Air Force, eggs, the Powerball, headlines I didn't get to. We have some things we need to discuss. Before we get to those things, let's get to babies. Did you see that? Those pro-lifers who were just singing worship songs out in front of an abortion clinic, looks like 10 of them are going away for a long time. We live in a country where the federal government is against the babies too. That's hard to swallow, but that's where we are. So what should we do? Should we leave them? Just forget about those kids? Ah, forget it. It's too hard. or should we fight back? Preborn is how we fight back. In fact, not only is preborn buying ultrasounds for mothers who are about to have abortions, she'll hear the heartbeat, she'll choose life. Preborn's tax deductible. Did you know that? Talk about the ultimate thumb in the eye to the baby-hating monsters. $28 buys an ultrasound. Shoot, give them $5,000. It's a leadership gift. Whatever you give them, from a business, from an individual, tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll be back tomorrow. I almost forgot to play this one earlier of Joe Scarborough. Remember how many times we've had this talk about Democrats and their worry about their domestic coalition? And they're very worried about the black community right now. They're seeing the numbers. Black men are kind of souring on the Democrat Party. They're bad, right? And so what they were going to do, what they're going to do, what they've been doing, is some of the most overtop fear propaganda you've ever seen in your lifetime. Man alive, Joe, have some shame.
How much has changed and how Donald Trump has worked to reverse so many of the gains made since Martin Luther King's passing.
That's so ridiculous and stupid. These people, they can't help themselves, though. That's all you have left. Jesse. Actually, she said she calls me 1,000% Oracle. Uh-oh. Your dislike, dare I say hate, for the word literally is eclipsed by my disappointment, despair, and hate for the phrase 1,000%. For the love of God, there is literally no such thing. Literally. Pretty sure you say it on every show. Can you please stop saying it? Stop it. I realized you went to community college, but still. I love you. I love your show. Loved your book. Thanks for all your good anti-communist work you do. Her name is Jessica. I like 1,000%. But do I say it every show? See, this is the problem. Every now and then, I will go back. You know, I don't listen to any talk radio. I don't really watch anything either because I worry about accidentally copying someone else. It's why this show sounds different. Because if you listen to a bunch of other stuff, you'll find yourself repeating the things you hear, the things you read. So I try to come up with my own thoughts so the show sounds different, so it doesn't sound like everyone else. But every now and then I will listen to myself. My mentor, Michael Berry, has scolded me about this endlessly. He says you need to listen to yourself because you're the only one who will be able to properly critique you. He said people email in or call in and complain about this, that. He said it's fine, forget about all that. But you'll hear things you don't like. And every time I've done that, I have caught a verbal tick of some kind that I dislike. Some I've been able to get rid of. Some I'll go back and listen and I'll say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm still saying that. And some it's natural. We have a way of speaking, right? Everyone does, has a way of speaking. You have a way of putting things into words, but I didn't know I said 1,000%. I don't like that. I'm going to try to stop saying that. I'm going to stop saying it for you, Jessica. Stop saying it for you. All right, I'll make you a deal, Jessica. I'll stop saying 1,000%. If you go get something from the $25 extravaganza sale at MyPillow right now, $25, and I'll stop saying 1,000%. Listen, for $25, you can have a two-pack of MyPillows, multi-use MyPillows, sandals, $25, the famous six-piece towel sets, $25, the premium MyPillow with the all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, $25. Go take advantage when they do their $25 sale. And remember, if you get $75 worth of stuff, there's free shipping. So especially if you're hovering right around that $70 mark, throw something else in there because the shipping will save you money. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse, or you can call them 800-845-0544. You should 1,000% take advantage of this sale. Well, you can. Hey, Jesse, the vest. You always talk about keeping a weapon. I try to carry my pistol routinely, but I always carry a knife. Do you carry a knife in addition to your handgun? If so, what type? I do not. I kind of ran out of pockets. I want to carry a knife, but I carry lethal and non-lethal, as you know. And I'm out of belt space, and I have wide hips and a really narrow butt. And what that means is, shut up, Chris. I'm explaining things. What that means is, if I put a lot of weight on my belt, my pants fall down, and I have to be careful. And so I have to cinch my belt really. But and then when I'm walking around with a handful of food, this happened to me the other day. I had the drinks in my right hand. I had the food in my left hand. And I was walking into the studio and my pants started falling down. Right when I got to the door, I had to set my drinks down. What, Chris? You think I have to go suspenders? I'll go suspenders. I've always wanted to go suspenders. Why can't I go suspenders? I think suspenders look very dapper. I think I'll look amazing in suspenders. You know what, Chris? You've inspired me. It's time to go suspenders. Boom.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Exclusive. State Department officials told House investigators they created the Afghanistan withdrawal plans from scratch. Oh, no way. It looked so well thought out. U.S. Army and Air Force call on retirees to return to active duty amid recruiting shortages. No, they're not doing the draft. No, they're not forcibly calling up people who are out now. They're sending out memos saying, hey, if you're out and you'd like to come back, we've got some vacancies. What this really shows you is how bad the recruiting shortfall is. It's really, 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 really bad. Largest U.S. egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at the Texas plant. You're not going to scare me with your newest virus. I remember what you did last time. And yes, I know bird flu is deadly. Powerball jackpot at $1.23 billion for the next drawing on Saturday, April 6th. Great. Now you won't be able to go in a gas station for another week. Wife of judge in Trump hush money trial worked for AG Letitia James. Yes, we understand. It's all one big commie family, and we're not part of it. Is he blackmailed? Marjorie Taylor Greene questions Speaker Johnson's complete departure over abortion, illegals, DOJ funding. Look, I don't know who's blackmailed, who's not. Like, I don't know if this
Mike
is true.
Mike Johnson has completely changed his character in a matter of about 5 months after he has become Speaker of the House. And now with the $60 billion going to a war in Ukraine, and the majority of Republicans do not support funding Ukraine. But no, Mike Johnson has made a complete departure of who he is and what he stands for. And to the point where people are literally asking, is he blackmailed? What is wrong with him?
I don't know who's blackmailed and who's not blackmailed, but I do know that blackmail is how politics have been done for a very long time. And oftentimes when you see your representative acting in ways that are out of character, there's a reason. Bidenflation. Dollar Tree raises the cost of its priciest items to $7. Bad news for Chris. Good news for you, though. Tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can email your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will have a good time. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.